Yes, my name is Yakub Zaki. It's not my original name, which was James Dickey. I converted to Islam at the age of 15 when I was still in school, and I changed my name after my father's death into its Arabic equivalent. This prejudice is one that's very deep-rooted. It goes back to the Crusades, but it was inherited by British imperialism in the 19th century, and it has continued into modern times. Partly it is politically motivated, partly it is religious, partly it is cultural, but it is something that is deeply ingrained in the European psyche. But I see a great future for Turkey. Now, if we take these countries, Malaysia is peripheral, it is marginal in the geographical sense, and it can never aspire to leadership of the Muslim world. Iran is peripheral, marginal in a different sense, in a theological sense, because it is ethnashari, and 82% of all Muslims are Sunni. And therefore, I see a great future for Turkey as a possible leader of the Muslim world. They have a good education system.
Yes.
There is a proliferation of new universities here. The standards are very high, and I think there will be a new generation of well-educated Turks who can perform this leadership role in the Muslim world. With the collapse of communism, there is an ideological vacuum in the world which Islam is poised to fill. And this is now the time in history to issue the Islamic Manifesto at scale. So we need to create an Islamic think tank. When I said this to Najmuddin Erbakan, he said, I have already thought of that. And he produced a sheaf of papers about that thickness. And he showed me all the flow diagrams and how he had worked it out. And he had put it to the OIC, the Organization of the Islamic Conference. I'm very, very grateful for this outlet that you have given me an opportunity to speak to these people. And inshallah, I hope that your independent station is very successful.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah.